This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the building. Oh, another week, man. Doing it. I'm back from Vegas, first of all. I don't know if you guys are on Instagram, but yeah, I had a good time. I left a lot of DNA out there. But I'm back. We got a full house. Let's get around the whole table, introduce yourselves, and let's jump into it. Go.
Yeah, Adrian Minkowicz.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Adrian,
thank you for having me. I'm back.
Were you away in Europe again?
Yes.
Confusing those white people. Where you live?
Yeah, I was performing in Europe, in Norway, and touring a little around.
And that's where you live, though, right?
Norway. Yeah. Well, I live half of the time here, maybe a little less, and then I have there. Yeah.
Is that court ordered or what?
Ordered.
Welcome back, Nick. Eli.
What's up, Eli Sarris? Comedian, roaster, I guess.
Yes, roast master champion.
That's all over. That chapter's kind of done.
It's never over, though, baby. Always the champ in my eyes.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Welcome back. What you been up to?
I got a new roasting podcast you should check out called The Roast Ghost. We roast a celebrity, make light of a tragedy, and then we all roast each other.
That must have been on fire with that Notre Dame on fire.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we tried to be, like, real educational and do, like, real old school, like, tragedy. We did a tragedy this week where it was, like, in 1854, the SS Arctic was this ship that sank, and 400 people, only 88 of them lived. They were pretty much all the crew, and they left the women and children to die.
Wow.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
But here's the thing. That whole boat was white people.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Push.
And we abandoned our children. Okay.
And we weren't allowed on that boat.
Exactly.
Ain't God good?
Ain't
God good? God is good.
God is all the time.
Well, welcome back, E.
Dude, great to be back.
Celeste?
Celeste Jennings, comedian. Podcaster, Vox Celeste. Always love being here with my boy, Sherrod, and company.
Thank you. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. And you did look like you had a good time in Vegas.
Yeah, I did. You know I did. I did 14 shows, 7 days.
Jesus.
Wow.
Daddy's jokes don't tell themselves.
But how the hell did you manage to yacht and fuck in between that? Because that's all that looked like you were doing. And fucking.
It takes dedication, I'll be honest with you. You got to really want it. You got to want that life.
Where do you yacht in Vegas?
I went to Lake Mead. Took a boat out. It wasn't a yacht, but it was a speedboat.
They got lakes in Vegas?
Lake Mead?
He looked like he was in
next
a
to
Puff
Dam.
Daddy video. Every day was a Puff Daddy video.
I think it's the biggest land, a man-made lake?
Yeah.
Lake
it's
Mead.
Huge. Yeah,
Hoover Dam?
That's
Hoover
pretty
Dam.
Sick. Wait, that's in Vegas?
Yeah, wow. WPA yes, project.
Actually, Vegas wouldn't be possible without the electricity of the Hoover Dam.
Because it's a desert.
Wait, water gives you electricity?
Hydroelectricity. Why are the black people knowing all this fucking
Lord
shit?
Lord have mercy.
Because I'm progressive.
Natalie, welcome.
Hi, I'm the only one here for the first time.
Yeah.
Cool. I think so.
Do you know what happens?
Touch for the first time?
Am I the one you execute?
Maybe.
So I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie Alcar, comedian, and that's it.
No, it's a lot more than that, goddamn it, Natalie.
Really? Then
where are you from?
Lebanon.
Nigga, that's why.
Okay, that's it. Oh, yeah, that's it.
This is Race Wars. The name of the show is Race Wars, so we need some spice.
I wish where I was from was a credit.
All right.
That would be awesome.
Now I get it.
Now you get why I'm here.
Now
you make sense.
Now you make all the fucking sense.
What do you mean, Celeste? What didn't you...
I don't know what you mean.
You knew she wasn't white. There's a Jew, too, that's walking in. Donnie just joined the show.
Hey, Donnie.
You're
one of the owners of Stand Up New York. Now you got it. Let's talk about the Stormy thing first of all.
Yes, Stormy.
Let's talk about Stormy, because we got a lot of opinions about it. Tell what's the story? She coming through? When's she coming?
Catch her up. Catch him up.
Wait, no. We got to start. This is gonna be the top of the show.
Yeah,
stop jumping
that
in, nigga.
To life?
It's the top of the show. You see how he? Here come old Eli.
I just wanted to know she does porn. We gotta catch him up.
I've done research.
Okay, I didn't know.
All right, you're right. You're right. Get that out the way. So what's the deal?
So May 7th. She's coming through.
Yeah, she's coming through May 7th now.
She's coming through. She'll be doing my podcast, which she'll be on also.
And Race Wars, because it's going to be a double episode.
Double episode.
There we go.
And then
can't wait.
She'll be doing an hour on stage.
Wait, now, that's where all the heat comes from.
Wow. No,
60
I'm
minutes.
Uh-oh. One second. Didn't she announce she was doing an hour somewhere else before? Did she do it yet?
Texas.
I think so. I don't know.
She did a show in Houston last
week. Oh, Houston? Okay.
In Houston?
Yeah, but that was a comedy show. they're not labeling this a comedy show.
Okay, oh. Good. Okay, are you feeling better? Because they're not naming it a comedy show.
What is that? That is what I was saying.
Team.
What is it?
So did something happen when she did the first comedy show that she didn't want to label this one as such?
Oh, shots fired.
I'll bet the pushback.
No, I think they were surprised by the heat that other comics gave her.
Oh, really?
What do you mean the heat? Like the rage?
Like Lori Kilmartin.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that tweet.
Yeah, Kilmartin's friend, a friend of mine of a long time.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of comics, mostly female, I think, jump all over her.
Because that bitch is coming in and just trying to take the heat from all the females who've been working their fucking ass off in this business. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can understand the heat from that.
If anyone's been wearing her ass out.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand that, but I'm also looking at it from a venue standpoint.
Oh, they sell out seats. Listen, they bring the attention to the club. It's fun. Yeah. Like, need that kind of
thing. We pay...
Yeah,
a fortune in rent.
Yeah.
Okay, and we need to fill the seats.
Yeah, you need to put asses in seats. I also say
it's easy to like criticize people.
It is. You're right.
You know,
it's not only easy; it's fun.
We need to pay our bills.
It's fun to criticize people.
Staff. We need to pay rent. I mean,
My point being was that even if she's performing here and she's performing in a comedy club in New York, not necessarily she's a comedian and it's one of us. And I don't think that she's claiming that. So in a way,
especially not for this show. And they were very specific. We actually put on the poster something about comedy, and they asked us to take it off.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
So what is she going to do then?
Yeah, what is she doing? Do you hear any word back from the Houston show?
She's telling stories from her life and career, and she's doing a Q&A.
Okay, see, that's like what
Kevin Smith does.
I'm okay with that.
It's not comedy. It's not stand-up. It's stories from her life and career.
Let us all take a Q&A. And can we have a sigh of
relief? Everybody can relax now.
Oh,
so we like her now?
I thought I was going to have to bring the wolves over the bridge to kill this bitch.
I don't know. I'm fine with them calling it comedy, though. Because right now, there's so many people doing comedy. So many that 80% of the people trying to do comedy right now shouldn't be doing comedy on their frauds, and it's offensive that they're called comedians. Why draw the line with her, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's probably funnier than most of them. You know?
I get that.
So I don't, personally, I completely think understand the where you're coming from. Personally, I just don't get offended
and also,
by it.
Here's what Lori Kilmartin, she didn't know. Stormy also said that she's been writing material for years.
Yeah, stay on that microphone.
Hey, am I on? Am I good?
Yeah, there you go.
Matt having a conniption over there.
So, I mean, she's been writing material for years.
Who has? Stormy?
I saw that tweet. Okay. What? In what capacity?
Whoa!
What do you mean?
Let's not call it material right away.
Like what? What
the bitch been keeping a diary?
I believe her.
She said she's been writing comedy material for years.
Listen, don't say comedy.
Unused.
So who?
I'm just curious. Is it unused or has she been writing for something?
Unused.
Oh, okay.
Like writing.
Okay, listen.
So she's a fan. That's good.
First of all, stop calling it comedy material. It's material. It's only comedy material if the audience is laughing at it.
Why? Or if she thinks it's funny, why not?
You can say
you can think whatever you want. It's funny. That don't mean that it is.
Sherrod, you can say. Can't you just say it's bad comedy material? I don't know if it's good or bad or not, but
no.
It's an attempt at comedy, whether it's good or bad.
Let's say she's been writing material, because I'm sure if she's telling stories, some is sad and drama. Some nobody's saying, hey, a theatrical actress, fucking Misty, whatever her fucking name is. So let's just say it's material, because it's not comedy material. No. It's just material of her life. She's talking about it. I get it. It's not like Whoopi Goldberg's first fucking special, her doing characters. It ain't that.
For me, I have a thing, because if a comedian is bombing on stage,
Is
comedy material what he's doing and he's bad, or he's not comedy?
But here's the thing. If you put the work in, I judge your work.
Yeah.
If you're putting in work to be a comedian, that's when I say you're a comedian. I've seen you struggling and going through the ups and downs and playing dumb gigs. That's how I classify a comedian.
Okay.
If you can be famous before you did it and come in and still grind it out and be fucking called a comic. I remember I used to see fucking dumb fucking Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin sitting in the fucking clubs to wee hours of the night.
Hey, remember when you said I was getting worked up?
Huh?
Oh no, this is Sherrod's only setting. This is how Sherrod talks.
On and off.
Stand up, New
York.
This is
how I sleep.
We're also positioning ourselves also as a venue, not only a comedy club.
Right.
Yeah. Comedy Cellar is strictly a comedy club, but we hold a lot of
different things here. Right,
events.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like we've had music. We've had. Yesterday we had a live podcast. We've had book launches.
Yeah.
So that's really where we're going here.
I want the best for Stormy. And I think she's going to have some great, exciting stuff. But I wouldn't say she's a stand-up comic, and I don't think she would say that about herself.
Yeah.
Do you feel better that you know that it's just her telling her horror stories?
Listen,
from
you made it sound like I'm like not a stand-up angry comic, and thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about it until I got here.
She can say she's an aspiring stand-up comic. If that's what she wants, she can say she's aspiring.
Yeah, are you okay with that?
Why not?
No. You know why? No? Because aspiring to me means trying. And trying is for retards
she tried it
in public.
She tried
grown
it once.
Grown people babies don't in try in public. It makes people uncomfortable. I don't perform at a trying comedy club because everybody would cringe in the audience.
What you said,
either you do it or you don't do it, period.
You said
it ain't no aspiring nothing. You don't aspire to shit when you're on stage. You it or so, you're not.
Where do you, like when you're talking
back
about
me up, Nat.
You respect the work someone puts in.
Yeah.
So you don't you wouldn't call them a stand-up comic until they put a certain amount of work in.
You gotta put some grind in it for me.
Okay, fair enough.
You gotta be out where the fucking rubber meets the road, nigga. You gotta know, you gotta have a gig that sucked, you gotta be hell gigs, you gotta have the whole thing. And I don't care if you play the same rooms I play. That don't fucking matter to me.
What do you feel like if you were an actor and The Rock first jumped from wrestling to acting?
Good for him.
But would you be like, no, he's not an actor?
Some actors would say that, but yeah. The Rock brought eyes to movies that other actors can shine in with him.
Isn't that what
Stormy's
doing?
So he's feeding everybody. That's what I said. That's why I said it's fine. If she does a tour like she's hosting and then bring on four slamming women comedians for it. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you're going to be, you're not going to be able to carry a whole show if you're talking stand-up comedy if you ain't a stand-up comedian.
Yeah,
so either you're going to host it and bring up other motherfuckers and be like this. She know how to put together a good show. And she was okay up top.
Mm. What do you want with that? What do you want to ask her?
I want to ask her, first of all, can I?
Open for you on the road.
That's a good question.
What should I ask her?
Open her butthole.
What do you?
What should I ask her, Chirag?
I want to ask her so many things. How'd you get started? Just like any other comic question. And first of all, who's her friends? I want to know, like, who's your girls? What'd your girls say about all this? That's what I want to know about everybody. Because if you ain't got no close friends, then you a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells me a lot about you.
That's a sneaky way to
That's
try
why
to
I said Trump was always
friends.
Crazy. I always knew Trump never had friends. And I was like, well, why he got no boys? Melania be like this. He's his own best friend. I'm like, bitch, you know that's crazy, right? He's his own best friend. Nobody is. Fuck are you talking about? He gives himself his keys when he's too drunk? You sound retarded.
What would you ask her?
Well, Sherrod promised me that I could come on the podcast. Maybe. Well, I don't know. Like I said, I always just respected her as a comedian. I always just like...
He just found out she was a porn star.
I just found out she did porn. I got these damn pictures too, dude. It seems like she's been doing it a while. Which is pretty cool. I don't know what I'll ask her. I'll make it good though, Chirag. Since you're nice enough to have me on on her episode.
If she had a show where she was hosting, let's just say like here at the club,
I'd ask her
on like
comment.
Bonnie McFarlane.
That would be great.
And she asked you to do a spot. You would do it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course, because that is actually a good thing if you're giving the voice and the stage for the people
and
been
the
working.
Eyes that you got and eyes on you for no reason, so use those eyes and fucking watch niggas.
But she's a comedian, that is where the moral stops. She will do anything.
She's not. Hold on, one sec. It is insulting. I'll say this: it is insulting to call her a comedian. She's a comedian.
All right? Well, do you think?
No, she's a comedian. I didn't call it stuff.
If she gets
different
the stage,
types of, so you know what a comedian does, but are there types of people that just do a different brand of comedy? Like Milo, who's on your show.
Yeah.
He said he brands himself as a comic.
And I told him he's absolutely wrong.
And he said he wanted to do.
He's more of a heterosexual than he is a comic.
That's the thing he's the most wrong about.
But is maybe it's more, maybe comedy is the wrong word. Maybe. One man,
entertainer?
One person show.
Entertainer. Let's be an entertainer.
Or a one-man show.
It's like comedy. Nobody wanted to be a stand-up comedian until stand-up comedians got hot. Before that, everybody was entertainers.
Stormy Daniels was
entertainer.
Pretty hot.
I'm an entertainer. Vegas, come see the entertainer. Now you all of a sudden you stand up. It's like, stop. Nigga. That's because the word's hot and it pops and it's a clickbait. It's like, beat it.
I'd ask her.
A comic.
I wonder who her favorite comics are. I would ask her that. I'm genuinely curious.
Right.
Who are her favorite comedians?
Some of her favorite comics?
Yeah.
Oh, I know some of the people she likes.
Who?
She likes.
You're talking like it's you.
No.
Yeah, you are talking. Like
you sound
too.
Like you're proud of yourself.
Aaliyah Janine, number one.
She's like real comics. What did you say, Janine?
She's a comic.
That's right.
Real comic. Like
I was
going
to say Danny Daniels. I was going to name just porn people.
Does Daniel Daniels do stand up too?
No, she's a web girl.
Oh.
But maybe we'll actually
have her on the show.
I had her on the show million times.
Well, have
times.
Me on that one then instead as a consolation prize. Next time she's.
That's maybe we should ask her. Who's her favorite comics? What's your favorite joke? When's the first time you saw a stand-up show?
Does she watch porn herself?
Of course she does. She critiques it. Porn people are the worst at watching porn. Either they don't watch it or they got to stop it like this. You know this bitch is a whore in real life, right? It's like, can you just play it?
Well, she probably.
I don't care if she's a Capricorn, nigga.
You got to watch your set afterwards. It helps.
Sometimes.
So she watches her set.
Awful.
I don't watch my
set.
That's
a good question.
It's crazy.
You watch her own porn.
Do you not watch your sets?
No, I hate watching my. I should. Yeah. I should. I think it'll be good.
I hate to watch my sets.
I hate to watch my sets.
I watch Stormy sets. I have to do it, but I hate.
You know who hate him the most? The audiences.
Probably. Yeah.
So are you excited about having her on? What's she going to wear? Do you know?
She totally does porn, God. Dude.
She better come totally. Through with those boobies out, too.
I wasn't lying, was I?
Trump?
I wasn't lying, was I? She does porn.
Oh, the dude? Yeah, no, she does porn. Donnie knows she does porn. That's why he's so excited to have her around here. He ain't fooling nobody, nigga. He knew that right away. So he's still holding those boobies.
Look, who would rather... I would like to be a porn club booker.
Rather than a comedy club booker?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe. But what's a porn club, though?
Yeah, what's
that's
a
whorehouse.
Well, yeah, that's the first step. That's the first step. Yeah, yeah. I guess you could... I don't know, man.
Who are your favorite porn stars?
I don't know them by name, but they're all the dudes.
Give me a break.
I know Lex Steele. Lex Steele is my boy. I hung out with him.
That dude's dick is huge.
He got a long dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ate pizza together, me, him, and my cousin Tony Rock. And just talk porn.
Having a big dick is rare for a stand-up. He's a good
I don't
comic.
Know. I know a lot of comics with huge mules. Huge. I've seen everybody's mule.
Do you guys show each other your penises?
We're comics.
Women don't show.
Of course we do.
Y'all don't show y'all's.
Can you
penises?
Name
and
names?
That's why you don't get equal pay.
It's just you guys.
We
show
genitalia.
Your
oh yeah, we had penis offs many a times. I've seen Collins, Jim Norton, Natterman, me and Dub. We banged together so many times.
What dick would you love to see a comedian like legendary? Like whose dick?
I saw Kevin. I saw Kevin's too. Kevin got a big dick.
Who?
Kevin Hart.
Oh
yeah. Kevin probably got the biggest looking dick because it's compared to his, it's next to his body. So it's like, Jesus Christ, look at the size of that thing. It's going to kill that boy. But some of the female comics were there too when we did this. This is like late night comedy. Everybody's pulling out genitalia. Well, back in the day, this is a different climate now, I guess.
Now. Yeah, CK, Louis CK, he just thought we were having a dick showing.
Like he thought it was still those days.
Like, yeah, we show each other our dicks.
I remember one time, Kerry Caravis, we all went down to see Kev's dick in the bathroom of the cellar. Kerry Caravis made him take it out. Remember, Kerry? You know Kerry Caravis.
No.
Brother owns Caravis's down in the village. No. But she's a comedian. She lives on Long Island now. Very funny. And we all was down there. It was just a bunch of us. Everybody's dicks out in the bathroom. And Carrie's judging them.
Wow.
That's
hilarious.
While the show was going on, by the way.
That doesn't happen anymore.
It don't happen no more. Carrie's hilarious.
Damn
she's
Louis.
An old school chick. She's an old school broad. Yeah.
So.
Any experiences like that? So Syria, you going? No, that's it.
But I'm gonna hop
Lebanon.
Off. I'm gonna
okay,
hop
well,
off
so
now,
yeah, we're looking forward
you're
to
that.
Yeah.
Right, you just got here.
Yeah, I gotta go.
He's got things
my
to
kids.
Do. Yeah,
he has
it's a good segue. All right.
Are they coming to see Stormy?
My 3-year-old. This would be the third porn star.
Yeah.
That'll meet. So yeah.
That's so cool, dude. You're such a good dad.
He's met
when he
sees Kendra Sunderland.
Yeah. Every time he sees boobs, he goes milk.
Good picture of her and my 3-year-old, Lisa Ann.
Oh, Lisa Ann, I love
she's
Lisa.
A friend
she gave
of the
him
show,
a book,
yeah, she's
autograph.
You have a three
show.
And a what?
So
I don't know.
I have three kids.
Yeah. Three kids.
Yeah.
Three.
Kendra, she was
library
girl.
Yeah, she came through for my birthday celebration. We had a birthday pod. Yeah. I had three. I had all porn stars on here with me. Just me and porn stars.
Kendra?
Kendra Sutherland. She's
that's,
really big
that's
now.
All
she was
invited.
She's playmate of the. No, she's Vixen of the Year or
something.
That's
cool, dude.
But, all right.
Whatever.
May 7th, stand up New York.
May 7th, stand up New York, yes. That's going to be a good week.
Yep.
Aaron yes. Berg, and that's gonna, she's going to be live
Berg
downstairs.
Is opening.
And what time is that?
7, John, what time is that?
7:30.
Podcast is 6.
Perfect.
All right, man.
Oh, Stormy.
Nice meeting everyone.
See you.
You too, bud.
Bye, Don. And put more Lebanese women on stage here, man.
Yeah.
What about the Lebanese women? I will. How many Lebanese comics you got here? Son of a bitch.
I do like her as a person. Mm-hmm. I everything I've seen about her and read about her, I do like
they
her.
They worked at some of the same clubs.
Definitely. She was
strip always started. You were at open mics together?
Yeah, we did. We're both open micers, and that's great. You got to start from the bottom.
When was shirts called mics?
But anyway, you then said, I don't like her. And I was kind of surprised.
That's what I said.
No, what did you say? We were wearing the same glasses, by the way. So
we are.
Agree
so at least
you
have something.
Yeah, we
got
good taste. Yeah.
I didn't say I didn't like her. When people were, you guys were like, oh, she's doing a show. I was like, And then you were like,
what do you mean, stand-up show?
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
I'm not talking about that. I was just talking about her as a person.
On a podcast.
Wait, you're not for, does she do something besides stand-up?
She's a porn star.
She was a porn star.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come on, Eli.
Interesting.
Where
come here to learn about hydroelectricity and porn stars.
Holy fuck.
You know that was the chick that Donald Trump paid for sex and it comes.
Yeah, that comedian. That stand-up comedian that Trump
fought. Shut your face.
Yeah. And I
fucking hate Eli right now.
I'm team Tranials. I want Trump and Daniels to work things out.
I think that would,
I'm team Tranials.
Okay, I respect that. That might be a title.
So I thought you didn't like her as a person. So I was like, I thought you were disparaging.
No,
you don't like that she's going to do stand-up.
That's what I don't like.
Tell me why. Why are you circling the wagons and saying she can't?
Because she's not a stand-up comedian.
Oh, but nobody is until they start.
Yeah, but nobody starts with fucking headlining shows and taking a club up.
Yes, you do.
NeNe did from Real Housewives.
Exactly. I mean, listen, we always forget. I know that as comedians, we have this idea of this puristic view.
We are protective of the shield.
Right.
I understand
and I get
exactly
it.
What anger
You know why? Because it is fucking hard work. It is hard work to like get 3 mics a week, tell people that you're not shit, not hearing laughter, and you do that night after night, and when you get the laugh, you're like, fuck it, this is like crack. And then somebody comes in and is like an interloper, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it is your craft. And it's what you do, and you can't, like, it's show business, right? We are so fixated on the fucking show. People have to make money. And fuck it. If I owned a comedy club and wasn't a comedian, and I was like, I need to make, like, $10,000 over the weekend, fuck it. Stormy Daniels could go up there and suck dicks, eat a dick, tell a couple of jokes. I don't give a shit, but I know that,
so
like...
So she will do both in the show.
She, yeah, could, she will
she
definitely
will
eat
and
a dick.
Suck a dick.
She will suck a dick and tell a joke.
Literally and figuratively on the show. Fuck it, I would totally... Why not? Yeah.
So if you are called to go on stage, maybe you want to do it. Like,
but here's
not
thing.
You. Right. I mean, like, if you are there, like...
And also,
I understand Natalie's anger, and but you want to protect her.
I don't care
that.
About it that much that I'm like...
No, it pissed me off.
Right
no, I'm gonna tell you,
but
it pissed
me off.
The stand-up part pissed me off. I ain't for that shit. For
okay,
on stage
good.
And I'm gonna stand up now.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
But here's the thing.
Yeah,
you
I get
can
it.
Use it and then say, "Hey, Stormy Daniels presents real
right.
comics."
Exactly.
And now here's somebody else's big opening.
Exactly.
I doubt that she'll do that though.
No,
but that's the way that everybody's doing it now.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now.
All the big names who are in a comic, they do say so and so and friends, and then they bring out
then
all
why
the comics.
Then why isn't she doing that right off the bat?
Because so what?
Why
she's gonna
she?
Do that because she has
how do you know that though?
She's still being validated. People are still coming out to see her. When people
Natalie
realize,
don't
like
it. Look at that. She don't like that shit.
I don't buy it.
But what about Natalie. Women banding together and helping that, bitches out?
Yeah, that's what I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes, that
bitch
I agree.
Is to be
but
bitch,
also
a bitch union.
As comedians, I think even female comics are comics before they're female.
Okay.
I think so. And I think most women would say that it's like I'm a comic and I respect the craft of comedy and the work I'm putting in.
No
when
doubt.
Someone comes in and is like, I have a fan base because I did something crazy and I'm part of pop culture now, so let me just do stand up. It's kind of like spitting on the work that we put in.
Okay, no, I understand that.
But
also, speaking of spitting, she is a porn star. Holy shit. Look at this. Look at this.
Yep, there she
is. I had no idea. God
that's
damn.
What it's about. Those are big boobs, big ass titties.
No, I mean, she's got it going. I understand the visceral. I feel it, right?
And I understand yours also.
Right,
I do see that point.
Let her like she will have a show like that because she's gonna not do well. Let her be the host. She's probably a great host. She could be like, "How you doing?"
Don't say great host.
You know what I mean.
Carson was a great host.
Whatever. But I'm just saying, like, I think that. Look, this is the same argument we have about these like Instagram famous, Facebook famous. It's the same principle. It's like, and they realize when they get on stage, they're like, you know,
here's the good news. Here's the good news about the stage. If you ain't good, you're going to eat your balls.
Exactly.
And you're going to be like this. I ain't that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like.
You think enough people will laugh? Even when famous people come to the club, they don't.
Okay. When I did my first ever show,
okay,
it was 40% of the audience was my friends.
Right. Okay.
She's having 100% of the audience, people who love her. I killed. I had terrible. Everything was horrible.
But you'll run out of that.
And yeah.
That's the joy of comedy. Yep. You don't got that many friends to see all your fucking shows.
But when when you're a public figure like she is.
But some people gonna come to boo. Some people are just gonna be like this. Can't wait to boo this bitch.
Right.
Can't wait.
Well, where's the
I wanna travel around with her like fish and just boo everything.
I've been funning a lot here, but like, where's like the line between like I did a show with I'm not gonna say who it was, but it was an actress from a comedy show, and she doesn't normally do stand up.
Right.
She went up and she was very aware. I talked to her backstage. I was like, good set. And she was like, they just laugh because they see me on TV, but I just like this. I want to do it.
Right.
It's in the field of comedy, so no one would get mad about that. But like, where's the line? Like, Stormy is in the showbiz profession. Like, why is it not okay for her to do the same thing and like feel out what this is?
No, it is. I think it is okay, but it's also okay for me to go like this. But listen.
And also, there's a difference.
I try to protect the comedy and all the, you know, we do this day in and day out, and it hurts sometimes to see somebody just jump in who's popular and then start selling out theaters.
Yeah.
I get it.
We see that among comedians already,
but yeah, so you just got to swallow that shit.
Yeah,
but maybe something good can come out of this for a real comedian. Or us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's bringing more attention to comedy. It's bringing more asses into the clubs. I don't give a fuck if you set fireworks off one weekend. Nigga, I'm coming the next weekend.
Right.
It sounds like a discussion that what is art? And I'm going somewhere with this. Oh, some people say art is what is inside the museum.
Right.
So because you are
that's art right there, because you are doing a show.
Oh my fucking God.
Because you are performing in a club in front of an audience with a mic, you are not a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Right.
You are doing a show, you will have your crowd, you will crack some jokes, but until the moment that she says to all of us, I'm a stand-up comedian and I'm wild like you, I won't be pissed.
Right.
She's earning money, the club is earning money, as Cheryl said, maybe some other comedians are being in the same lineup.
Right.
Yeah.
In a way, it's
you can open for her. Maybe she'll post and use full comics on it.
I mean,
if she starts like lecturing and talking about like what's good for comedy and shit, then
that's
I'll be annoyed.
A different path.
But I'm not annoyed by her doing it though.
Natalie, just imagine, what if she gets on stage and motherfucking murders?
I mean, if we like this, holy shit, I want to watch it.
I would never expect this set, and this changes. Everything. What would that would break your fucking heart?
I don't know if it would break my. Maybe it would piss me off.
It would destroy me.
Because I'm sure
I watched the Will Smith thing where they taught Will Smith that he wanted to do.
He got his bucket list.
And he got on and he stunk. I'm gonna say it. Man, I was happy. Listen, if he would have killed, I would have been mortified. Like, what the fuck? This nigga is. But he told jokes just like a dude who don't tell jokes on a reg. Like we.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though he's a funny guy, it wasn't what we do.
But see, here's the thing. Every time this crops up, whether it's the woman from the Real Housewives or the Stormy Daniels or that other person we're talking about, every time this crops up, we know in our heart of hearts it's the shit's not going to work out, right? But so we get ourselves worked up in a lather for fucking nothing. This shit's going to peter out. You know what I mean? It's going to peter out.
I don't know that came from like another thing and was funny on stage like that. One of the guys that comes to mind is Theo Vaughn.
Steve-O. Oh, yeah.
not Steve-O. I helped put Steve-O up on stage the cellar one time. It was not well. But this was when he first started.
Theo's great, man.
Theo Vaughn is a straight-up stand-up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I used to be like this, your road rules, motherfucker. But he fucking stayed the course, did
what
the work.
What did he do before?
He was on Road Rules and one of those.
He's a reality
TV
guy,
shows.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, he did that first before.
I performed with him in LA and he was great.
I think he's really good. Natural. Yeah. He's
great.
A natural.
Yeah. We actually did some college together back in the day. It was funny. Like 420.
You know that she will be funnier than at least some people we know who we don't have a problem saying they're comedians.
Right.
You know?
So why would her past have to dictate
her future?
I think she's lucky. I don't begrudge.
Oh, you know what? Here's the thing.
Not lucky, but she's famous, so she gets that advantage. I don't begrudge someone their.
What
luck.
If she was famous for, like solving the cancer? What if it was something?
Then
other
I would respect
than,
that she is famous for that and she's great at that. And then if she then wants to start doing comedy, she should.
But is it because she was a naked dick sucker? I'm just trying to figure out why.
I just for me, it's just
what would change
I want
it?
You to just do it the right way.
What
right?
if what if the shorty who got shot, Malala?
Like,
what if that little Muslim
that's
girl?
That's not because of who she
who
is.
Who got shot and got the one the UN thing? What if she started doing stand up and killing?
Well,
would you be like
her.
This? Fuck this bitch. How did she come
no,
in? Just because you got shot in the van?
Is, there's no right thing. For example, I had a drama teacher that he used to tell us, oh, we want to have an ID actor. Like, I'm an actor and you don't have this carnet right. and you cannot perform. And fucking DiCaprio never got a drama class in his life. And there are some people, they're like
right.
that.
They're
they will
born.
Do your craft. Much better than you, mm-hmm. with less effort, with no work. I'm sure that DiCaprio worked a fucking lot for to do what he does.
Yeah.
But there's no one path.
And it also, too,
yeah,
you know
no
what it
one
is?
Path.
This is a metaphorical. No one likes to be jumped or skipped in the line.
Yeah.
Right?
It yeah.
Does, even if you're waiting in the deli and some asshole like wedges there, it's the same principle. And it's sort of like, all right, sometimes I'm like, fuck it. Sometimes I'm like, excuse me, depending on the mood. I'm like, fuck it. Let her live her fucking life, man.
Yeah.
She's got bills to pay. She's got, like, she can't, she's probably aged out of doing fucking porn, you know. Now she's doing milk
shit. I still
shit.
Watch to do a couple of scenes.
I mean, maybe she's doing milk shit.
I
don't
take
know.
A look.
What
should
she's
I take
doing.
A peek at it? Why
but
not?
She's got a 9-year-old daughter. Maybe she doesn't want to do it anymore. I don't
does
know.
She have a 9-year-old
yeah.
daughter?
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah, she's got a kid.
Almighty. What if it's Trump's?
No, it's not Trump's.
No, it's
how
not
you know?
It's not
because they can read and write. I mean, that little boy.
Whoa.
Yo, I think it's time for me to go. What's up?
You still got time.
Yeah, I didn't know we were making fun of Trump on here. Jeez. Nothing's sacred, I guess.
But I can see why it would get under your skin, that.
Well, no, but to be honest, no one's thinking about this for as long as we've been talking about it
right
now.
You know
right
what,
now.
Also,
yeah,
Natalie's
that's
young.
That's why
Natalie's
fun
young.
Is.
Natalie's young, too.
I am, but yeah. also, I haven't really thought about it until we talked about it now. But I remember yeah. seeing the poster online, and I was like, ugh. And I just and I moved
Natalie,
past it.
You know
but
what
I was just like
move past it.
And I was like
as you
like
get older,
in the
yeah.
of it.
As you get older, you realize there's some shit is just like not worth investing in. Just work on your own. All this energy.
But
yeah,
nobody,
you can't pay attention to other
nobody's investing in
just,
it.
Just fucking kill what
well,
you kill.
I will
oh,
say
sure.
I don't
I mean?
I don't sense that you're losing your mind over it. You were asked
I'm not.
You were
right,
asked
right.
and now
yeah,
you're
exactly.
saying your beliefs.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't begrudge you that, but like are you more you're more annoyed at just that she's going to take up like an entire night at a comedy club when
no.
they're more deserving people?
No, to me it's just the idea of it feels like
oh.
demeaning to the rest of us.
Yeah, like, oh, that's I can
all.
Do that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like
I ain't got nothing to do
with
anybody. Ooh, I can do
that. Like
shit.
The rest of us. That's why it's not demeaning.
Well, she's
right.
not like
if you think that she's like you,
because
you
you're
have
a
the
comic
problem.
And
she
you know
also
that.
Has the problem. But
because
I know that she's not like me
you're a
until
comic.
I see her killing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, maybe we are the same.
Right.
Okay.
But
in
not,
that
right.
moment, for me, because she's in a club, because she has her own show, because we are not the same.
Yeah. She said you can't suck dick either.
I don't need confirmation. I know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll say this for some reason. I don't mind her doing it at all. I think it's great. But I do think people like you making this argument are going to make people like the Stormies of the world respect the craft when they do like jump into it.
I think they have no
so,
they have
so,
no,
yeah. I think it's
yeah,
good
I
to have
yeah. people.
I think it's good to have
mad.
Both of you. I think like I don't know.
Yeah, you got to respect the craft if you are going to
yeah.
jump in.
No,
okay,
I
what's
do.
The background
I believe
is.
That.
Yeah.
I do believe that. But what I'm also saying is she worked her own way. Like it just
yeah.
it is what it
she
is.
She did pay a lot of dues.
You know
just
what I mean?
Not the same dues
if,
we
if did. You, I mean, think about it. Like if you got
she paid worse dues. You got to suck that fucking old white dick.
Old white like fucking Donald Trump. She's paid penance, right? Like let's just give her.
Maybe that's what we should all do.
Oh, maybe.
I
think
don't,
what
no,
you
I...
should do to piss her off, you should jump to porn and then show her.
Yeah.
Show her.
This
teach
is
her
me.
You tell
with
her,
no
yeah,
experience,
that's a great idea.
I would start
yeah.
doing this fucking thing. And she was
and then,
like,
well, yeah.
she's look, not one of us.
If I jumped into porn,
you don't
suck
dick that
person.
Way to that camera. You look at the other camera.
What are you about to say, Eli?
I was going to say, if I jumped into porn, there wouldn't be a person watching who wasn't furious.
No.
Like, no one wants
no,
to see that shit.
No, you'd be like the Ron Jeremy. Like
I would,
no,
every,
you would not.
I would not be as attractive to watch fucking as Stormy Daniels will be funny. I'll say that.
Ron Jeremy's cock is bigger than his body. Now, what did your Lebanese parents think about you jumping into clown work? I know they hated it. I know they thought it was
a
clown.
They didn't really care for it. Actually.
I know they didn't. They thought it was the Jews' business. It's Jews' nonsense.
No, they didn't know that much about it. To know. They didn't even know the Jews were involved.
And then once they figured it out,
still did not give a shit.
Oh, well, that makes your parents, not mine.
They don't. My mom doesn't take it seriously. She's still like, oh, yeah, right.
Wait, did you grow up? Where'd you grow up?
Lebanon. Born
in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised there.
Yep.
It had schools?
Schools, everything.
You went to private school?
Yeah. My school was a mix of private and public.
Public school in Lebanon, no school?
No,
Lebanon is a dope place.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a couple of Lebanese friends, and they
speak very
well. I
have Lebanese friends, but they all here. They all live here.
And they go back.
No, they don't.
We do. We all do.
Do you?
Yeah.
If you don't, it's sad.
Okay, so when the last time you've been back?
December, and I'm going in June.
Did you lose a bet?
No, it's my fucking country.
Is it a fatwa? I'm joking.
Damn sure.
So you grew up there and your parents moved here?
No, my parents are still there.
Still there. So you came here to do comedy?
Or yeah,
you
that's I did.
Nigga, kudos. That's why you don't want no fucking Stormy Daniels coming in here.
Yeah, I really. Climb every mountain.
He's like, you know how long my flight was, nigga? I sat next to a goat.
I'm like, you go do porn in Pakistan, and then we'll talk.
What visa do you have?
I don't have a visa. I have the passport.
Okay.
Yeah, because my dad was in college here in the 80s, and he got the passport.
What school did he go to, you know?
NYU.
Oh, NYJU, we call it.
Yes.
I'm making a lot of Jew references.
I just like that I'm the only white person here, and it seems like I'm the least racist person here, too.
It seems like.
You're probably the most, but the least vocal.
Yeah. You learn to keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Argentina.
Okay.
Where he lives, he has a show, a TV show in Norway. He over there taking white jobs.
That's the whitest country.
No, it's not Poland.
Poland's whiter?
Poland's whiter.
I went to Denmark last summer.
I have a theory.
I mean, on paper.
Denmark, that's my Africa.
Well, you wouldn't know because geography and history is not the strongest suit here in this country.
But you can find knowledge no matter where you live.
No, no, but I mean Europe, the Europeans, Western Europeans, I don't think that they consider Polish people, Russian people, white people.
I know they don't, but that's who they are. Because, first of all, nobody in Europe is white unless your ancestors come from Germany. Germany are white people. That's it. Yeah. Everybody else is not white.
I think the Dutch are white, too.
That's what their ancestry, right next door
Spain,
to Germany, comes from Germany.
Germany,
everybody from Germany are white people.
And also England.
That's like the King of England and all them. His cousins was the Tsar of Russia. They were cousins because their grandfather was German.
Right, and England is, I think, German for like land of Angles or something like that.
What about like Scottish?
They all come from Germany, man.
They're all
Germany.
Yeah, Anglo-Saxons.
All Northern Europe, all the
Germans.
Scandinavian countries, Germany, Austria, all the Britain.
Everybody try to run from
Luxembourg.
That fact, but
yeah, I'm trying to be like
I learned it here in America.
Trying to be a guy of color.
Son of a bitch. Sick.
Well, the other day, I don't know if it was in Jimmy Kimmel, they put in L.A., they put a map, a world map in the street, and they stopped people and they said, you can mark any country in the map, and they were Africa. It's like no, that's a continent. And they were like,
first of all, even
they couldn't mark United States in the map.
Oh yeah, I already know.
It.
I know that. No, yeah.
People
it.
That went to college.
Here's the thing, though: you can do that gag, and they do in every country.
Right.
I've seen that late night gag on so many shows. Because most people in most countries
get it right.
Don't know shit.
Right. Or they get it right and they just take out the dummies.
And they'll take out but there's enough dumbs that say save it. We got a bit.
What's like what's the smartest country?
Your mama.
I would say either Denmark or I would say Denmark is probably.
Yeah, now we're talking.
I don't know the smartest, but the countries that they have the best education system is Finland is the first.
Finland, that was it.
And then you have all the Scandinavians, they are up there, and amazingly, they don't have a lot of homework. They don't have, they play a lot. Yeah. They are pretty free.
Yeah,
and
because they only got fucking 6 months of sunshine and six months of darkness.
That's
so
true.
What else are you gonna do? Fucking jerk off and read a book, nigga. I'm not impressed, Finland. I'm not impressed with them. So you came here what age?
I was 21.
Oh my God. What's your father like? Oh my God.
My father's super chill.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
My dad is like, just go be a butterfly.
Aww.
Be happy.
Are you not the only child?
No, I have two older brothers.
Were you raised religious?
Yeah, but Catholic.
Catholic.
Mm. Oh, and
Christians. Yeah.
Were you crying?
You had to leave your country.
Are you still?
Were you crying? No, there are a lot of Christians in Lebanon.
They all fight against each other.
But wait.
You think it's all peace?
So were you devastated about Notre Dame?
I was.
I mean, it was sad.
It was very sad. Listen, first time I visited
they got
Notre
killed
Dame.
By Clemson.
That's hilarious. First time I visited Notre Dame was in 1986. First time to Paris.
I read your post. Yeah.
And that was the first. I'll tell you, that's the first time I saw Jesus and
is a black person.
And the disciples depicted as black people.
Whoa!
I walked in. I was like, why are the Jackson 5 on the wall? And then they had to explain to me, no, that's the disciples.
Right.
And I was like, they all had afros. Right. And all was browner than me.
Right.
And this is the 800-year-old church.
Byzantine.
And just like Michael Jackson, he became white later.
Right. Exactly.
Always right. I love him.
Cultural appropriation, as always.
Yeah, that's when I first realized
that. But see, you know what? It's funny, because my reaction, I wasn't that sentimental about it, because I get all steeped in the history and how the church is.
Did you grow up Catholic as well?
No, I grew up as a Methodist.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. And also,
so Method Man is your God?
No.
I wish I didn't love
John
that joke.
John Wesley.
I wish I didn't love that joke. Every fiber fought that joke, but it's funny.
I landed.
That was fucking brilliant.
Anyone posted the picture of Notre Dame?
And it's definitely, like, you know, in terms of the Methodist, it's more of the progressive wing of the Protestant church.
But I hate to see anything historic go down like that because it's like, to me, it feels like burning
books.
Yeah,
like books. All those statues,
feel like,
right?
I also feel like part of the reason why that building was able to, like, what did you say, burning statues?
I
like
said all those damn statues.
Yeah. Stupid. Yeah, but I mean, the war in Syria, ISIS fucking burned down every historic place in fucking Syria. No one's talking about that. No one's sending money. No one's sending money. No billionaires sending money to help.
And no one's talking about the mosque, you know? Al-Aqsa mosque that burned on the same day. No one's talking about that.
So you mad that Selma Hayek's billionaire husband didn't send $100 million down for the mosque?
No, but I'm like, people choose whatever's cool to be sad and just talk about and post about. Yeah.
There's a lot of white tears. Yeah. Lots of white.
Of course, there's a lot of Catholics. You got to remember this is America and there's a lot of Catholics here.
No, no, that is not the case.
Is that the truth?
I don't think we have any more Catholics than anywhere else. I think we have definitely more Protestants.
I didn't say we were number one Catholics. I said we have a lot of Catholics.
But a lot of the people.
So we will have this story on every news channel.
But I also think we also have a lot of people who have traveled to Paris, what we know, and people who have some sentimental attachment to the building. I see it sometimes as a way of this monument to religious imperialism. And I also see it like, and it took like this thing to bring out the fact that three black churches burnt to the ground. And all of a sudden, people are like, "Oh, really?" Like, and now it's like,
"Yeah, those black churches burned, but they ain't have no good stuff in it."
No, they were historic.
No, black churches rule, man.
They had white guys.
Thank you, Eli.
They had white Jesus.
I wasn't sure. I'm glad you explained that to
me, dude.
What are they like?
You got to go to one. You got to go to one. Everyone's so damn happy. Huh? My dad was a pastor, and we'd go to all...
He grew up in the South.
Yeah, he'd do guest sets in different churches in Alabama.
And you always get excited when it's a black church, you know?
Yeah, dude. Because
the food was good?
The food was good. I was just about to say that. I'm glad you said it first, because it sounds a little weird for me, but like... Yeah, the food was good. Everyone's more happy.
I don't question about it.
Yeah, it's so good. I want.
You got lots of love, lots of aunties kissing you.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I want to go to. Are you still religious?
No, I am definitely
not. She's an atheist.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Can you feel it in her arguments?
You know, my feeling about the whole Christianity thing is
that's what she does.
No, but my feeling about Christianity. I mean, my feeling about Christianity is especially for African Americans, and my parents are from the West Indies, and also anything that's been colonized, is that it's a sort of Stockholm syndrome, right? We're sort of like, this is a religion that was used to oppress and enslave us, and somehow we're still somewhat attached. It's like the longest abusive relationship that I've ever been in.
So they also had good parties, though.
It's a Stockholm. So for me, it's like a victory celebration.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely used to.
Well, how do you feel about it, Natalie? Because you were Christian, but Catholic
I'm still
a Muslim country, right?
I mean, it is in majority Muslim, yeah.
So how was that?
It's very tricky to talk about also because, so there was a 15-year civil war between Christians and Muslims from 1975 to 1990, which is now obviously over, but the scars are still there.
Is it over, though?
You can call it a Cold War kind of maybe right now to the max.
How did
more.
Y'all's go? Who won?
I don't know, man.
Who's in charge now over there?
I mean, it's pretty split. Like the president has to be Christian, but then the prime minister has to be Muslim.
Oh.
And then the head of the government has to be Shia. So it's like.
And somebody got to be a Gemini. that the law? Well, like that's how
they
set
the
up
law.
The
this
government.
Is, yeah, they ha- it has the to be sectarian. It has to be sectarianism. There has to be some sectarianism for everybody to shut up.
Right.
But there's always going to be one of the religions that's trying. But now there's so many problems around us with like Syria and then Israel, that like all the movements are busy fighting with that nobody's fighting each other right now.
Do you have a lot of refugees coming in too?
Oh, too many.
And is it changing the dynamic of the country?
Everything. Yeah. That's really what's
so you're
gonna
build the wall like Trump. You want to build the wall over there. You know you do.
No, we don't.
We
haven't built it. I mean, Lebanon, when I left... I mean, I would say like before the war in Syria started, like in 2013 or 14, Lebanon was at 4 million people.
Okay.
The last, it was counted. And there's a lot of people who came in from Syria who weren't counted in because they just came in illegally.
Right.
I think we were up to 6.5 million.
Holy wow. Shit. So that's
dope, dude.
How does it, I mean, I'm sure
that's one third.
What kind of refugees are they, like, from, yeah, like, if they're Syria, like from Denmark, then your country's going to get better.
Gentrification.
They're straight from,
I don't know,
Syria.
If that works that way.
And then we also have a lot of Palestinian refugees, okay, who had to leave because right, of bombing. Israel. Yeah. So
how do you feel about Israel?
I mean, obviously I'm not.
Take your time now.
Call Karen.
I've never said it out loud. I'm always like, this is always like a topic that I don't like talking about because it's very easy to turn it around.
That's the right place to do it.
Here
it
comes.
It's just like, I mean, obviously I'm not going to be a supporter.
Oh!
Yo, obviously. Tell your white daughter. You got to tell your wife. Get her over here. Get her here.
But it's just like, so you, my country was at war with Israel for so long. I had to, I fled a war that we had with Israel. Like,
where did you go?
We fled to Syria at the time in 2006, and then we went to Turkey, and then we came to New York because my uncles are here.
Why was y'all fighting?
Wait, what happened now? You left Syria and
we left Lebanon.
Lebanon and went to Syria.
To Syria. At the time, Syria was the safe space.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah,
isn't it
right?
Ironic.
Yeah. In 2006.
That's like I left Rikers and went to Sing Sing.
Damn.
Go ahead. So yeah, that's 2006, and how long you had to stay away?
So we came to New York, and then a month later, the war was over. But then we stayed here for the year because my parents were like, maybe it'll start again.
Right.
And then a year later, we moved back.
Wow.
And how was that going back? Was everything changed? Or?
No, it was pretty much the same. Nothing. It was a 2 month war, and it was not too far from where I lived. So I would hear the bombs,
but
I didn't see them. I heard them. I heard the planes.
Whoa,
I heard the bombs.
Geez.
But
wow.
Then we fled to the mountains. We hid in the mountains.
Do you have are you dealing with, do you still have like any PTSD from
I that? Do get weird with airplane sounds.
Okay. Put it on a stage, bitch. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, you know, I think too. It's
Lebanon.
Because no one thinks about that kind of stuff.
You mentioned a prime minister and a president. What is the difference? You have both.
It's all a fucking mess.
It's all
there's no
because
difference.
I never heard of, like, I know that when you have a prime minister, you have a king.
We have both.
And presidential systems, they have but prime minister and president, I never heard
of. I think Russia had that before, too. Russia
Putin
had.
Putin was, like, president, and they have a prime minister. Dude.
Is Lebanon close to Israel?
Like the Secretary of State.
Yeah, border.
Whoa.
In a sense.
That's why.
What's going on over there? Give me the... I keep hearing about it.
Oh, I don't know if I'm the man for that, you know? To give you the explanation, mine is obviously going to be very skewed by what I've been brainwashed.
Okay. Well, I want to hear your side.
I was told one side, you know.
And then Sherrod promised to have me back on the Stormy Daniels episode, and I'll hear Karen's side.
Nobody gave you my word.
I want to get that. He gave me my word.
Who's Karen?
Word.
That's my white daughter.
His white daughter.
Okay.
She's I'm his white.
She's
I'm his white nephew.
You have a white daughter?
Yeah.
Not, yeah. For
yeah.
The show,
I mean,
yes.
He's got a lot of.
You had to. You had to explain
that. Not that I owe her parents.
For
the show. Mother child support, but yes, she's my wife.
For the show, yes.
So I'm curious about your friends in Lebanon growing up. Oh, you got to bounce now?
Are you leaving?
Okay.
I love you guys. Thank
okay,
you
thanks, Celeste.
Me.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, she got to run out. Bye,
Celeste.
Now, your friends, you have friends that were Muslim and Christian.
Yes, mostly Christians.
Mostly Christians.
Also Muslims when I got to college.
Now, when did you say you did, yeah, get Donnie. When did you say you, you wouldn't talk about being Catholic in front of your Muslim friends?
No, we talked about it. I mean, we didn't talk. We tried to steer away from religion because once we start talking about it, it usually goes bad.
Right.
So we just don't.
Even
talk
as young people.
Sorry. Well, okay. And but I feel like but now it feels like it's still a little tricky because the generation of the war is still alive.
Right.
So our parents and their parents. But I feel like once we become the grandparents, then I think this is when it's going to be washed off, like the racism and the tension between both religions.
Right. You think it's still animosity between the people who live in it?
Because
they
lived like so. My mom lived through the war from age 10 to 25.
Oof. I'm starting to think that like other countries got a little worse than us.
A little bit. That's
starting to feel a little spoiled over here.
And that's where the jokes came from.
Yeah,
that's all my set is about. just like blood and machetes and whatever.
Now, you've been performing in France?
I did perform in France like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Where?
Was it with Gad?
I performed also in
France. No.
What is this Gad connection?
Gad, I met Gad in New York, randomly.
Okay, here at the Cellar?
Gad?
Yeah, outside the Cellar.
Right, yeah.
I met him outside the Cellar,
Are you a comic?
Yeah, she's a comic. Lebanese.
What's going
Lebanese.
On so you're a Lebanese comic.
Mm-hmm.
And you're...
Argentinian comic.
A what?
Argentinian.
And you're...
Scottish.
A
Scottish comic. Very diverse. We're all interesting. We're all interesting here. All of us.
All of us.
No one's boring here. Tell you that.
United Nations edition.
And you know that Lebanon, it borders Israel.
Yep, I've heard that.
How do you feel about Lebanese?
I didn't know about
don't
that.
Don't be lying
to
me
from?
Either.
I'm from here.
Oh, you're from here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, my dad was born in Israel.
Oh, really?
But he moved here when he was like two.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn it.
He moved here when he was a baby.
Do you go there?
Israel?
Yeah.
I've been there a few times.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Man, are y'all like mad at each other?
I'm not allowed.
Oh.
You're not allowed in Israel?
I wouldn't be allowed back into Lebanon.
Are we allowed Why? In Lebanon? I don't think so.
Because in Lebanon, they
can sure Israel, you are. There's banks there, aren't they?
No, where Jews aren't allowed. Israelis aren't allowed in I feel like most Arab.
No, Jews are allowed.
Israelis.
Jews allowed.
Israelis, though.
Oh, Israelis, no.
So do other countries?
So wait a minute. So
we're even.
So wait a minute. No, so she's saying that Israel would allow her in, but
yeah, I don't
Lebanon
know if they
wouldn't allow
actually.
Her back in.
I don't know if they would, actually. I have no idea.
Oh,
I've
interesting.
Never
That's the show we should shoot.
So you're saying Israel might let her in, but Lebanon might let her well, back.
Not let back in.
After what did you do?
So many things. We don't have time for it here.
Now, have you ever done stand-up in Lebanon?
Yeah.
Okay, how's that?
Oh, amazing.
Who's the Chucky Ducky over there? Who's the who's Hamburg over there?
I don't think we have
who's
one yet.
Really?
I think we will soon. Yeah,
who's
but, I
the
mean,
cool
wait,
Bubba
what,
Ice?
What animals do they have there? Because it wouldn't be quack quack. Like no, what animals are in?
Is a camel?
Were you born there?
What noise did
yeah,
they make?
Yeah, born and raised. Mm-hmm.
So what was the show like?
So I did it.
And was this
in
before you came? Okay,
no,
okay.
After. So okay. I didn't want to perform there until I felt like I wanted them to see me.
Right, I agree. I
because performing to Lebanese people to me is the scariest thing.
I believe it.
Because I can't fool them.
No. Oh, you know? You fool Americans?
No, it's not that. It's not that I'm.
We
it's
goofy?
Like, it's like whatever I'll say, they'll be like. Especially if I'm talking about Lebanon.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
they'll
be like mm.
Mm.
Yeah, oh, they don't think you're
it.
Like one of them.
I get
like
it.
They do, but it's
but
like,
it's like are you representing them?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're like, are you representing us?
He's
right.
So not ethnic.
So
yeah, he doesn't get it.
He don't get it. It's different yeah. kind of weight on our shoulders. Well,
exactly.
We gotta get. We have to have the acceptance
so scary.
Of our community. That's why yeah. it can be some of the hardest sets. But how is yeah. it? How was it?
It was okay. It was great. It was great, but it was okay also because I was too overwhelmed. Even after it, I was like,
did
this
the
was too much.
Right, it was too much pressure?
Yeah, because I was like, I feel like I'm performing. It's so stressful to you feel like you're performing to your family.
Right.
This is what
exactly,
it feels
that's
like.
What it feels like.
And I'm like, I hope I'm not disappointing you guys with what I'm saying right now. I hope this is what you guys want me to say.
And did all the men stand up because you made eye contact with them and walk out angrily?
No.
She is not my equal.
No,
my mom came to the show and she brought her friends and I did my like I talked about my sex life on stage which is not a thing there and then when I finished my big joke about like I have a big joke about an orgasm and like I talk about it
what's your mother there
my mother was there but I couldn't see her she was far like into the darkness but there was one like my best friends from high school were right to my right and when I was done I got an applause break because everybody was like oh my god what did she just do you know they clapped and then one of them just like whistled at me. And I was like, damn it, Omar, don't fucking do that. My mom is going to be like, my daughter's talking about sex. Men are whistling at her. Holy shit. Like that moment, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to sleep on the street tonight, man. This is not good. And we never talked about it.
Really?
My mom and I never talked about it. We never discussed the show. But like a week later, I was showing her a video of a comic. I don't remember who it was.
Stormy Daniels?
Yeah, Stormy Daniels. I don't know who it was. It was a clean comic, which wasn't the reason why I was showing her. I was just showing her a joke. And she goes, see, he doesn't talk about sex.
But we all get that a little bit.
My parents are
a pastor. They work at a Bible college right now. And God, I'm like kind of religious. God bless them. But yeah, they will like point out like you know even but like they're more hip. They're like Colin Quinn. You know he didn't talk about sex in his latest thing.
Red and blue.
They don't like I don't begrudge. They don't like dirty stuff. That's fine. Like, they don't understand me and Stormy.
All right, we got to wrap it up. That's a great show. Huh? We had
fun.
A great episode. Those are some pluggy plugs.
Yeah, so this Sunday I'm performing at Boom Chicago in Amsterdam. If you are hearing this from Holland, I will be at 4 p.m. performing at Boom Chicago in the lovely Tango Weekend. And then if you want to watch our show, it's called Satirics Poete at NRK. And you can watch it in NRK TV. It's an app and it's free. If it's unblocked, you can watch it.
Boom!
Adrian Minkowicz, Instagram and Twitter.
Booyaka shot.
Eli Sayers at Twitter and at Instagram. Subscribe to my podcast, The Roast Ghost. Me and my scumbag friends roast a celebrity, roast each other. It's on YouTube and iTunes. Catch me on the upcoming Race Wars with Danny Daniels and then with Stormy Daniels. I'll be on those.
The whole Daniels family.
Be sure to check those out. Thanks.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Nat?
Nat Your Color. on Instagram and Twitter. I don't tweet, but I do post on Instagram, and that's me.
Ah, and you're doing my show this Saturday, right?
I am doing your show. That's right. That's right.
Yes. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you for having me, but you won't be there, right?
I won't be there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Fairfield doing two shows, but I am producing that show, Small World Comedy, at the Comedy Cellar, 6 p.m. Saturday. It's going to be a great show. We got Ryan Reese, you, Rosebud, a couple other people.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a fun show. Excited. And what else? Yeah, I'll be doing an hour at the Cellar on the next Saturday, the 27th. So get the tickets for that. And then May 7th, Small World, we got a big one. We got a Chef Carl Ruiz's birthday party show, part two. Yeah, part two. 8 p.m. Tuesday, 8 p.m. May 7th, Comedy Cellar. It's going to be great. We got a great lineup. Who the fuck we got on there? Bonnie McFarlane. We got Michelle Wolf, Chris DeStefano. Nice. God damn, I'm forgetting some people. But go to smallworldcomedy.com or comedyseller.com and get your tickets. We plus got all the Food Network people coming through again for that show. Guy Fieri, Rocco Desperino, Alex Gonashelli, Duff Goldman. He's going to be making some cakes. We got some guys from Ubon's coming in. So make sure you get your tickets. It's going to sell out. Comedyseller.com, comedyseller.com, Tuesday, May 7th, 8 p.m. show. You had fun?
Yep.
You guys are kick ass.
Thanks, man.
We're
Thank
family.
You for having me.
Thank you.
Race Wars. Boom, niggas!